Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Meg.
I'm Donovan.
And I'm Vic.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about our favorite eras in history, possibly also talking about candy.
We'll be doing both.
Yeah.
Your most favorite era in candy history.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory real?
Yeah.
Because that was like a good time for candy, right?
I'll answer trivia
those
about
the
Crème Rouge later.
What did you get at the Chinese food place?
I got sesame chicken.
Nice.
I normally get sweet and sour pork, but I got Desi to order sweet and sour pork. She wanted some.
And that's just like fried pork with the breading?
Yeah, it's like a battered fried pork, and then they put the sweet and sour sauce on the side, which is pretty crucial.
Pretty good, yeah. They have good sweet and sour there.
Sesame chicken, I actually still wish I would have got the sweet and sour pork.
Does it come with rice?
So you just
didn't get
it because you didn't want to get two orders of it?
And because I get it every time, I wanted to get a little adventurous.
I was a sweet and sour shrimp man myself.
I like it. And chicken.
Yeah, until the old shellfish poisoning struck twice.
A very wise man once told me you can lose up to 3 months of your memory.
Your short-term memory, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From food poisoning?
From shellfish poisoning, specifically.
What?
It's crazy, right?
Wait, what? You could lose up to 3 months of memory?
That makes no sense. You can lose up...
Like
it
when,
could be worse
what
than
memory
that.
Though?
Like
your last 3 months?
All memory, yeah. Like it affects your memory. I can read you the shellfish poisoning Wikipedia if you want.
Well, I have recently had the experience of somebody, specifically Dr. Sharp, telling me about a person that I went to a Paul McCartney concert with who I completely forgot existed, even when she told me about the person and gave me details about this person. I still, like, cannot recall a face.
That's okay.
I just never had that experience before where I completely blanked somebody from existence.
Just nobody.
Must have eaten some bad shrimp.
I guess he probably took me out to seafood after the concert.
Oh, yeah, Red Lobster. We're closing. Just use the stuff that's been sitting out all day.
That guy could have been the love of my life, but I completely forgot about him because of Red Lobster.
My sisters, for some reason, this reminds me of that this memory. They went to go see a Billy Ray Cyrus concert.
Nice.
And then their car got keyed in the parking lot during the concert.
Was it the Some Gave All tour?
Who just goes around the parking lot of a... Who? Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Icky Breaky Heart.
Just... keen cars.
This is like 1992. They went with my aunt. She just got like a brand new like Ford truck and they keyed
it. What? That's so dumb. I thought you had to be like the principal of a school to get your car.
No, you're just a Billy Ray Cyrus fan.
Car keyed.
Achy breaky heart.
Somebody was just like, fuck everybody who listens to this music.
I wonder if every car in the parking lot.
I remember feeling that way at one point, right?
Like, enough to go to a concert?
No, because, you know, before I had a car, I didn't really know how disruptive keying a car was. So I was like, yeah, key their car. But then, like, once I got a car, I'm like, if you key somebody's car, then they have to, like, go get it repainted. But nobody ever does. That's like, it's like a big deal. That's just mean.
Yeah, it's awful.
Pop their tires.
Yeah, that's more fixable than a keyed paint job.
It's more disruptive And it's easy. It's easier to fix.
And I prefer to not even slice their tires. I just let all the air out.
Right. Just go to the valve stem and stay there
really
for
nice
hours.
That's really nice, Donovan. That is a really thoughtful thing to do.
I think if you find like a small twig, you can jam it into the valve stem.
And I check to make sure their doors are unlocked, but then I lock them when I leave.
Right. Oh, they left the keys in the ignition. Let's put them up here above the visor.
Bad idea. What else you got in here?
Let's hide this iPad under the seat.
Yeah. I'm a helpful criminal.
I don't think you're a criminal if you're just deflating tires, right? You're just a disruptor. You're a.
I bet you are.
You think so?
I bet the charge would be like criminal mischief.
Because I only do it to the mayor and the governor.
Right.
And the principal.
Right. Mr. Beldman. Is that his name?
Oh,
Bellman
in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I guess Bellman in Saved by the Bell.
There's not Bellman.
I don't really know.
Belvedere. It does start with a
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Bender. That's not his name.
Me from Futurama.
You're talking about Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
Mr. It does start with a B.
Bellman. I'm going to say Bellman. And it's like Saved by the Bell.
Someone
because
call in with the answer to this.
No, because he was. The one it's about, like Saved by the Bell, man.
It's not about him. It's about Zach Morris. Come
should
on.
Should we hit a little trivia here?
No, we got a couple more minutes to kill. Cool. We got the King Dink memer in the studio.
Yeah, Mr. Stopper meme.
Yeah,
you still into memes?
Way too much.
Nice.
Still memeing.
Yeah, but I still don't consider myself a meme lord.
That's good.
Would That's you for... consider yourself a King Dink memer?
No.
Oh wow.
No, because
how many tiers are there of memers?
There's a lot. There's a lot, and I'm kind of close to the bottom, I feel.
He's a bottom feeder, and that's not a sexual innuendo.
Like a catfish of memes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I'm
not real.
Those little guppies that stick to the side of the tank and just suck the algae off.
So
of
why?
I'm a little bit above that.
Come on. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's demeaning.
Oh. Well, I mean, memers are people, too.
Yeah, and they're apparently good at it.
From what so what's it going to take for you to climb the meme ladder?
Well, he has to get more depressed from what I can tell.
Yeah, more depressed. Maybe take Xanax.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a meme lord is like an actual true comedian whose medium is memes, where they're a single-minded content creator who consistently creates
out-of-the-park memes.
Popular out-of-the-park memes.
Who's your meme lord of choice?
Probably Gay Vape Shark.
I like Gay Vape Shark. GVS.
Incredible. Yeah.
GVS. Lettuce Dog.
Meme lords do you guys actually know?
I know of two. I know of Cal Kearns. He's a pretty good meme lord that I like. Mm-hmm. There's one particularly that I like that has like a... He just was using stock images that he kind of cut up, but it's a man bending down, touching a laptop, and he's saying, "Still warm. He must have just masturbated."
That's pretty clever. Because laptops are sometimes warm.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so how do you follow these particular meme lords?
By being either friends with them on Facebook or following them on Facebook or liking their page on Facebook.
So
or,
it's mostly on Facebook
no,
or
honestly, it's
Instagram
a, it's just
too?
Just as much on Instagram.
Okay.
Mostly Instagram.
Really. So
Instagram is mostly memes now.
Is meme lording profitable? Like,
yeah, it can
for some. Yeah,
you get hired by Russia to do propaganda.
Yeah, things like that.
But, you know, like, because we definitely talked about esports and how there's like a whole...
Gay like, Vape Shark.
You can play some video games.
Is very often pushing vape juice.
Yeah.
So you get sponsored.
Vape juice pimp.
Yep.
Nice. Like Michael Jordan.
Pimp
was into Hanes, right? Was he... boxers or briefs?
I thought he really pioneered the boxer brief, though.
Oh, wow.
I picture him.
Who did this?
Michael Jordan.
All the time.
No. That was Marky Mark pushed the boxer brief.
Oh, okay.
There Marky was Mark a popular Michael Jordan commercial where these ladies were in a park.
Boxers or briefs?
Yeah, and like pointing out dudes and being like, "Boxers or briefs?" And she's like, "Oh, totally boxers." And then like another dude like... They would look at each other and start giggling and go, "Briefs."
Yeah, whitey tidies with little poo-poo stains on the back.
Yeah, and then Michael Jordan walks by, and they're like, "Ugh," you know, speechless. And he's like, "Let's just say they're Hanes." And then he walks off.
Wow.
Nice. Right?
You don't remember that commercial?
Now I do. You really painted a vivid picture.
Yeah. I think I remember one on a plane. He's on a plane with his Hanes.
I don't remember. Like what just doing. In his underwear.
Yeah.
That was.
So Hanes pioneered the boxer brief.
Oh, I don't know.
I just feel like that was the era where it really came to fashion.
I used to wear just straight up like loose boxers. Mm-hmm. Those are so lame. They are not comfortable. Yeah, it's like wearing just a pair of shorts.
I haven't been around. I don't know anymore, but I only ever see Eddie in his underwear.
It's a boxer brief world
boxer
now.
Briefs.
It's okay. The whole world.
Boxer briefs were pretty. They were like wheels on luggage. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Why didn't we have this before?
And okay. Whitey tidies are out. Yeah. Only your dad and like little boys wear whitey tidies.
I'm pretty sure my dad wears boxer briefs.
Nice.
Yeah. team boxer brief.
Lately, I did a whole weekend free balling it.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
I'm into it.
I hate not wearing underwear.
It's not the most comfortable.
I thought it was fine. Yeah,
I notice I get monkey butt and the other stuff mm-hmm. a lot
There's
more
like
when
a
I don't wear underwear.
Metal zipper there.
Yeah, that's a little dangerous. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful about the metal zipper. But otherwise, pretty good weekend.
I would recommend maybe trying a pair of nice gym shorts under there instead of boxers. It's nice, the gym short.
If I'm wearing gym shorts, I'm just going to wear gym shorts. Not like I'm
Sometimes
signing
it gets
cold. Any peace treaties or anything.
Oh, I'd wear sweatpants for the peace treaty.
Oh, you know what? I did get...
Joggers.
Meg got me these like men's yoga pants.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, I could wear those.
I have some thermal underwear that are nice and form fitting like that.
Yeah, and they're like the gym shorts of pants. Mm-hmm. Maybe
gym pants.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, those are breakaway pants. Gym pants breakaway.
Oh, okay, these ones, you're right, these don't break away.
And yeah, calling them gym pants would be a little dismissive, degrading,
and dismissive to everyone named Jim Pants too.
Right. All right, let's move it on.
There's no man named Jim Shorts.
No.
There's Will Shorts.
Jim Shorts to the off. Oh, fuck. Little bastards.
Did we get through your intro? Vic, anything going on? Alaska?
Yep, I still live up there. And
it's cold still?
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Does the sun come out?
Yep, sun comes out maybe more than here with all this rain.
Oh, boy, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you. I'm glad to see you.
I'm so glad to be here.
Let's go to... You want to do trivia first?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, look at Donovan. He's got the cards ready.
This section is called Cool Don's Three Bags Full of Trivia.
Yes. Here we go. All right. Our first one... to start us off.
Oh, we should probably let Vic know that we don't like ring in, do we?
No,
we just kind of
all
say at the same time.
Yeah, I go around and I ask everyone their answer.
Mm-hmm. And you can't change. You shouldn't change your answer based on what somebody else says, right?
No.
Okay,
that'd be cheating.
Unless it's like you don't want to have the same order of pork, sweet and sour pork.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
And if you get the answer right, you move on to the next round. You lose. You gotta stay in the loser's chair.
Stay quiet.
I'm gonna say the jury's still out on joke answers too. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. I don't think
only when
else.
Eddie's hosting do we give joke answers.
I might throw a joke answer.
Okay.
Out.
I might, you don't know.
This first one's a give me to get us started. What's the only fish that produces real caviar, according to the FDA?
Oh, I don't know that.
All right, we'll start with you, Vic.
Beluga sturgeon.
Oh, I was going to just say sturgeon. I wasn't going to give a denomination of sturgeon.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with sturgeon as well.
Okay.
Just that, because I went third.
That one, the answer is sturgeon.
I went a little too detailed on it.
Okay. All
Take
right.
It back
is that
a
just
step.
The, that's like the best variety.
Maybe so.
Now, this is where we separate the wheat from the chaff.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong song. Keep going.
Is there a T at the end of that word?
Yeah.
The chaft?
Yeah.
Shaft.
Oh, that's me after a weekend of no underwear.
Oh, yeah, it is. See, there are loud jokes allowed in this trivia. What stadium do the Miami Dolphins play their home games in? All right, let's start with you, Eddie.
So I grew up in Florida, and it was when I was growing up, it was Joe Robbie Stadium. But then they changed it to Pro Player Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Like the jackets.
Yeah. Does so it might have changed again since then. So that was in the
your
90s.
Answer is Pro Player Stadium?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pro Player Stadium, but I think it changed again.
I think they're
then.
Looking for something more broad, but all right. Meg?
I'm going to say the Wade Jossens
okay.
Miami Pound Machine Stadium.
I love the Miami Pound Machine.
That was a clever joke.
All right.
Because Mitch, she said...
you also have been to Florida.
I've been to Florida.
You're born there.
No.
What's the name of Miami Dolphins Stadium?
It's none of your business, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
There's a joke answer. Okay.
Wait, what was the joke? Penetrate your tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only player penetrating your tight end.
Oh, man.
Okay, the answer was... The Orange Bowl. I'm afraid none of you will
the Orange Bowl.
None of you will be going on to the final round.
Yeah.
I had a lot of confidence in my answer.
I'll just let you know what the question for the final round was.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be a freebie.
What 1979 movie gave Steve Martin his first starring role?
Oh.
The Jerk, I'm going to say.
The Jerk.
Well, I should ask that one second.
Maybe next time.
Well, we all would have just gone on to round three. And
it would have been the Miami Dolphin question.
Are we deleting these cards, or are we just putting
them back?
We're
throwing them back in, because, I mean, there's so many.
Let's
of them.
Hey,
if we get
again.
Them again, that'd be great.
And there's multiple questions on each card. Only have one per card.
Just nobody eat any bad shellfish, because then you'll forget.
Oh.
I don't know how this came up, but we were talking to Rich, and we made a joke about how we talk about etymology and entomology a lot. I just wanted to bring it up again because it's a frequented topic.
Yeah,
ours.
We do talk about that all the time.
I always say something like, oh, I'm really into like the etymology of words, and then somebody corrects me.
We always talk about edamame, too.
I do like
edamamaji.
You know, I did like edamame for a while at like Japanese restaurants, mm-hmm. like in the preparation for a sushi meal. But then it's just so much work, right? Like
no,
you gotta,
it's not that bad.
You gotta like eat them out of the thing,
the
and then you gotta like go,
it's
like
worth
a,
it.
It's almost like the pain.
It's worth it.
Like,
it ain't crab legs,
like
man.
Shelled peanuts.
This guy's not gonna.
I love shelled
live
peanuts.
I'm just okay. So I was building up to this idea that there is this restaurant in Japan that's kind of like a roadhouse where you eat your edamame and throw it on the ground. Because
I love it.
I mean, I had great. To fast forward to the punchline there. You guys were going to cut me off, but that's what I was getting at. All right, let's go on to Dr. Sharp's three bags full of snacks.
Okay. Do you guys have snacks over there?
No,
I've eaten snacks. I don't have one currently.
Do we each bring a snack to the table? Is that what's going on?
Well, I have a snack I've never had before.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, you go.
What we have is a... strawberry Laffy Taffy, which I love Laffy Taffy, and I've had many, many different flavors, but I've never had a strawberry one. I think it's new. Kind of wish it was like maybe a strawberry and cream, but this will suffice.
I think that taffy, it's not worth the pain in my gums.
Oh, yeah. It's just too much
That's
work.
How I feel about edamame.
No, I mean that like when it... I feel like I have recessed gums somewhat, and if it gets between the tooth and the gum, it hurts. Just like toffee or caramel.
Okay, I have had strawberry before. They just changed the packaging.
Oh, okay.
It's a lighter pink.
So do you snack on candy? I mean, candy is a snack. It's not a dessert.
I used to a lot more when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, if I'm out, like, running around outside, doing physical activity, I like to snack on some chocolate candy.
I think the
so what
the
would
Snickers,
you
right?
Was Twix.
Twix, okay.
Wow.
Snickers.
So it's almost like a
King
power
size?
Bar, but kind way
of.
More sugar.
Why wait?
Yeah.
Hungry? Why wait?
You get the king size Twix?
Yeah. The four. Yeah.
Yeah, so this year we passed out Halloween candy, and I got the big bag of M&M fun sizes to give out. Mm-hmm. We only had three trick-or-treaters, but there was mixed in, like there's the classic milk chocolate mm-hmm. brown bag.
Yeah.
There's the red bag, which is peanut butter, and there's the yellow
Delicious.
Bag, which
peanut.
We're all familiar with. My favorite. That's probably my favorite candy, peanut mm-hmm. M&Ms. But they also had this mysterious blue bag mixed in.
Oh, crunchy.
And it was caramel.
Oh.
So it was M&M's, chocolate-covered caramel. Mm. And I was
don't
like,
forget that cookie crust. Or the candy crust. Is what they call it.
So the candy exterior.
I like
candy shell, I guess.
I like the Reese's penis a little better.
And it looks like he just masturbated. Yeah, I was like, this is going to be crazy, decadent, like too much caramel. I opened the bag and there were like six M&Ms in there, like literally six. And I was like, oh, I get it. They just give you less because like this would be like a
crazy
snack.
How many do you think were in the plain bags?
10.
In the plain bags, it's 10 or more. Probably 15 because they're 15. Tiny.
10 candy buttons, as they like to be called.
No,
they like to be called that.
They don't. Yeah. No, that candy buttons are like sweet tarts or like Spree.
No, the candy buttons are the ones that come on the sheet and you like wet it a little and then they pop off.
Oh yeah,
those are awful.
Yeah, they're just bad.
I love like
they
love taste candy like dye. That when I was a kid.
They taste like dye, you know,
sugar and dye. Yeah. It's like the eyeballs on the like the little popsicles you'd get and stuff. And you're like,
oh right, right.
This sucks.
I love that stuff. Pure sugar.
Does anybody else have a snack to bring?
Yeah, he has a cookie.
Oh, yeah.
To the shack.
Did you bring the M&Ms up? Because I made cookies out of
speaking of M&Ms.
Oh, yeah. So.
Variety of M&Ms.
We had tons of M&Ms left over, and Meg baked M&M chip cookies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I think it's fucking fantastic.
We also threw a bag of Reese's Pieces in there to make quota.
And actual chocolate chips.
And,
right?
Oh, yeah. Like some walnuts. Yeah.
Pecans, actually. Locally sourced.
It's a Georgia treat.
Totally.
It's loaded.
So what I've got here, is a cookie, just like it's described. I've just broken it in half to inspect it. It looks lovely.
How's the bake?
Was there a good snap, a good crunch on it?
That's great.
Chew into the microphone, please. I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's great.
What I liked about them is that every bite tastes different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a... I mean, you mixed them together pretty well. Like
it's like a Chipotle burrito.
Exactly.
Sour cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rice.
Sour cream would have been good in there, too.
But yeah, it's a good mix, and it's really rich. There's a lot going on, and but the flavors are all working. Looks like a plain M&M. Yeah.
Yeah, the another thing that was weird about this batch was... We went through our baking cabinet, and it turns out that Meg only thinks we're ever out of brown sugar.
We had like five bags of brown sugar.
Unopened bags of brown sugar. And the only bag of the closest we could find to white sugar was the turbinado. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Yeah.
That's what you call it when...
sugar in the raw?
It's not refined. Yeah,
turbinado. Mm-hmm. When you open a car repair shop on the Gaza Strip. Turbinado.
Oh, wow.
That's what happens when a storm hits an Arabic hat store.
No, I like it. It just reminds me of another... I listen to a lot of political podcasts, and they did a lot of blue wave jokes. And one of them was, what do you call it when Paul Bunyan's ox says goodbye to you?
What's that?
It's a blue wave.
His name is Blue. And that's about equal...
I think it'd make more sense if he, like, laid down in the ocean or in a lake.
Yeah, you're right. But I talk about Paul Bunyan a lot on the podcast.
Oh,
so that's right up there.
I'm so glad he's back.
All right. Any other snacks? Meg, do you want to talk about buttons anymore? Or what's your favorite?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about...
We're going
to
talk more about candy later, right?
Yeah, but Meg can have a turn.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I mean, I didn't even have this candy, but I witnessed it being eaten by Safi. So it was a lollipop that was shaped like a nipple from a bottle.
Uh-huh.
So, and then there was a bottom part
that you
hold, and it's a little plastic. And so I was talking to one of the other moms at their daycare, and I was like, oh, yeah, Safi loved that bottle when she got it. And she goes, oh, yeah, I hate those, how you can just dip them in that sugar. And I was like, what? So I guess there's a separate component where you take the nipple off
and then you
dip it into the container and there's sugar in there. So it's like a dip-em stick or whatever they call it?
Yeah, Lick-A-Maid.
Lick-A-Maid. Oh, I used to love Lick-A-Maid.
I like the stick.
It seems so illicit, like the powder. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is like drugs.
Yeah, I remember those.
It felt like doing drugs.
It was just a bag of
powder.
Flavored sugar. Yeah, it was like a pixie stick that you could dip. They often had like sugar stick yeah. in.
But they had like, the ones I'd get at the ballpark had like divisions between
oh, yeah.
like
oh,
the
yeah.
powders.
You had to get the four of them.
Yeah.
Bars. Straight bars.
Because yeah. I do remember pixie sticks, but that would all be like a giant grape yeah. pixie stick. And they made the tall ones, too.
I definitely enjoyed the act of dipping them.
I liked when yeah. it had the three-pack. I guess it was grape, cherry, and blue.
Yeah, yeah. There were definitely there were definitely three or four. And then there was, I thought there was like a larger, oh, the larger section just had extra sugar sticks in it. Like you got
yeah, two
about
sticks.
Two sticks because...
They were yeah. really hard,
oh,
though.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I hated the stick itself. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll eat this now. Oh,
I liked the stick.
Just thinking about it. Oh, boy. All right. That was fun, but now it's done.
And now is the time for... so much this.
Oh, I should have put the...
Oh, I thought we were going to try to all say it together.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get it.
Okay.
So this week's So Much This comes from, I wanted to look for comments on, like, weather articles. You know, like, I wanted to go to, like, weather.com and, like, have someone just, like, comment on what the weather was like today. And I guess you can do that, but you have to go to Twitter, and I couldn't. They don't really have a comment section on that, but I thought that would be funny. Instead, I went to a recipe website for best big fat chewy chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
And this is on allrecipes.com. Have you guys
oh, yeah.
used it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, there's plenty of them, but this was the one that I chose. It's from December 5th, 2002. 5 stars. This was the worst cookie recipe ever. They were so good, I ate way too many and got sick for 2 days. No joke. Great job.
What?
Anytime I
Wait,
make
what?
Chocolate chip cookies again, it will be these. They're a bit tricky in baking. A hint is to take them out before they feel or look done, because once they cool, they will be perfect.
Isn't that all cookies?
Yeah. There's
good
a lot of like...
pointer.
Allcookies.com.
All recipes. Is that a different...
Mm-hmm.
Cookie only.
Wait, so tell me
cookies
the...
Cookies only.
Tell me the... What was the recipe for again?
This is for big, fat, chewy chocolate chip cookies.
So what do you think makes them so chewy?
Chewy's the best kind.
Extra egg?
You can put applesauce in the recipe.
Okay.
And that'll puff them up and make them a little chewier.
Okay. But we need to find out what this recipe is so that we can find out what
I bet,
making these ones so
I bet
chewy.
He mixes the dough a lot to make it chewier.
Mm. Okay.
Because it won't rise as much.
And you just beat the hell out of it, and yeah. stuff gets chewier when you do that.
Yeah. Won't rise as much.
I made some poppy
I
seed
mean,
muffins.
I mean, it's just a standard. This is just a standard chocolate chip
You're saying
recipe.
There's nothing unique about this?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to me.
No.
I want to know.
Too long.
How many eggs?
How many eggs? One egg.
Okay, that's nothing.
One egg yolk as well.
Okay, whoa. There you go.
Getting specialized.
There you go. I think
hey,
that's.
Hey,
I think
slow
that's
down,
it.
Buddy. Slow down.
Chewy.
One egg yolk, and yeah. I mean, the rest is the same. Like, a cup of sugar or a half cup of sugar, 1 cup brown sugar. 3/4 cup unsalted butter. This isn't really interesting to
I'm interested.
To.
I'm saying that's more
yeah.
higher brown sugar to white sugar ratio.
Okay.
Than well, normal?
Well, I mine is 50-50.
325, 15 to 17 minutes.
Wow. That's kind of a long bake.
That's what a lot of the other recipes. Here's a 1-star review from Silk Links. These cookies were dry when cooked all the way through and too big. That was back in 2002.
What about...
Damn.
Yeah.
What about baking soda? How much of that was in there?
Baking powder?
There's...
I use baking soda in mine.
There is a half teaspoon of baking soda.
That's about okay. right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a winning recipe. 10,862 ratings on this one.
What?
And with 5 stars.
Yeah, well, it's 4.5 stars.
That's a lot of reviews.
That is a lot of reviews. 1,000 photos of this.
When people like, go to bake,
like people, like 1,000 people,
bake cookies.
And they say,
first
chewiest.
Of all, 17,000 made it. 8,000 people reviewed it, and 1,000 people took photos.
So, did you search for chocolate chip cookie recipe?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean,
and then this was the number one.
No, this was like, for some reason I had this bookmarked, so I guess I've made this before.
Oh.
Huh.
This was before you made chocolate chip cookies.
I just used the packet on the, I used the recipe on the Ghirardelli.
Nice.
Chips packet. Package.
Yeah, I don't know if like, so I make a lot of recipes, and my favorite comments from recipe pages are when people change the recipe completely. Like there's this split pea soup recipe that I have bookmarked. And I always go down to the comment section and click on Suzanne's comment because Suzanne knows what's up. And she's like, oh, this is a great recipe, but I completely omitted these ingredients and substituted them with these ingredients. And I cooked them for this long.
Why doesn't Suzanne just write her own recipe?
Kind of, yeah.
I know. Okay, you guys.
I said that.
I probably said this on the podcast, and I know. I'm not sure if Vic is a Harry Potter person. Yeah, no. Nope. And I'm pretty sure Donovan is not either. So maybe I won't make this comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there is a big... Oh, save it.
No.
So there is a big plot point in, I believe it's the sixth book, where Harry gets this spell book, it's written in. Oh, it's a potions book. He gets a potions book. So it's basically like a recipe book. He gets a potions book, and it's all these notes are written in the margins. And he starts he's never been good at potions before, but he starts following all of the instructions in the margins.
Spoiler
and then he
alert.
Starts doing really awesome in potions. And I'm just like, that's not cheating. That's just having a better book.
Yeah,
that's just having a better, like
the person
better
who wrote,
cookbook.
No spoilers. The person who wrote all of those things should have just written his or her own book, right?
Exactly.
Suzanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like
Suzanne.
It's
yeah,
like if you write the
Suzanne.
Forward to a book and it's like more than 10 pages long.
I never read the forward to
oh,
a book.
Oh, man. I read the forward to Tropic of Cancer one time, and it was by, I don't know who it was.
It's
by.
Always someone weird. Like, oh, Neil Young. Forward by Neil Young.
Yeah. And I was like, this, I just can't. I just can't.
It's always like, Neil Young. It's yeah. Like, my God, don't you have anything better to do than write forwards to books?
Now I realize the expression, I just can't even. Because it's like an incomplete thought, and you didn't really have any follow-up. You know, it's just, I just can't even.
Finish a sentence.
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm wiping my hands.
It makes you seem cooler, though, because you don't finish the sentence.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said it, but I like it.
I think I'm going to start saying it a lot now.
You're going to get a 5-star
I'm looking
rating.
Forward to that.
Okay. Let's move on. We're talking about candy.
Yeah, sure.
No, history.
Candy and time. Favorite era of candy.
Favorite era of candy.
Yeah, I like whorehound candy.
The
what about
settler's candy.
Pioneer candy.
Pioneer candy.
I do know that, like, my grandfather, he was a classic grandfather because he had, like, Werther's Originals and, like, those Red Hots.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Red
in
Hots.
His pockets at all times. Mm-hmm. And you could just always be like, hey, can I have a piece of candy? Oh, man.
Wait, Red Hots?
They're like...
Little dots?
They're not Red Hots.
You'd love them. They're little tiny dots.
So, but he had them loose in his pocket?
No, they're not Red Hots. They're like the size
of
a
cinnamon,
peppermint.
The little, not the cinnamon thing that's the size of a Werther's.
Thank
you.
Yeah, they're the size of a peppermint patty. Yeah,
they're awesome.
Okay.
But they're just like a cinnamon
red thing.
Okay,
and they come wrapped in a red.
Are they hard?
Cellophane.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Cinnamon hard candy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're called Red Hots, but I guess they're not.
Little candies
well,
are called
they
Red
might
Hots.
Have, yeah.
Sorry,
that's
guys.
What I think of when I think Red Hots, but they could have made different things with the same
cinnamon
name.
Cinnamon hard tack.
Cinnamon hard candy.
You keep
recipe
saying tack. What does that mean? What's hard tack?
It's
pilot's
like,
bread.
Pilot's bread?
Yeah, pilot bread.
It's like a really hard thing you take on the trail with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can just eat it because it doesn't go bad.
No, it's still very popular in Alaska.
Hardtack?
Yeah.
So why?
I think, I don't know why.
It doesn't go bad?
Yeah, there's
maybe?
Like a huge, like in the whatever, the crackers aisle at the grocery store, there'll be inordinately large panel of pilot bread.
Fucking hardtack?
Which is hardtack.
Wait, so how...
It's like
paint
a giant,
me a picture with words.
It's like a large, hard saltine.
Okay.
So it's like maybe 3 to 4 times the thickness of a saltine. It's round, maybe 3 to 4
so
inches.
So what do you put on there?
You can put all sorts of stuff on there.
What would you put on there?
Maybe a salmon salad.
Okay.
Wow, nice. On your hardtack?
Yeah, that'd be nice. On the pilot bread. Yeah.
So why do you think pilots eat it?
I think it's a reference to like a ship pilot. You know what I
mean? Oh,
you
okay.
Know? I don't know.
But you're saying you throw a little cinnamon in there and it becomes a treat.
I was just talking to my a couple of my friends. Do you guys, when you get off an airplane, do you thank the pilot ever?
I usually thank the concierges, the air concierges.
Mm-hmm. I thank the flight crew and the pilots. Concierges?
Like, the pilot's going to be standing there and you're like, hey, thanks. Like, doesn't look like I'm in Atlanta anymore, so good job.
I told one of the air ladies that she her my favorite part of the flight was her hair, and she's like, "Oh, thank you, wow. Really nice hair."
My favorite part of the flight was your hair.
Is that a pickup
funny
line?
Yeah, it sounds like a pickup line.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting off the plane, so I didn't have time to follow through on that one.
You should have
a little public place to be getting off.
Did you
my
search
favorite
the,
part of the flight
misconnections
was you.
After that?
It was the nice hair. It was very
tell
well
us about it.
You know, I can barely remember, but I just remember it didn't move very much. No matter how much she moved, her hair stayed in place. And it was, I want to say that she had, like the Farrah Fawcett thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But she was so, OLD as well.
To make that a pickup line,
she was what?
Been
OLD?
Like,
old.
To make that a pickup line, you would have had to have been like, the second favorite part of this flight was your hair. The first favorite was you.
There you go. And now I'll be getting off the plane.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Like ships passing in the night. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for opening my luggage rack for me.
Mm. Did she do that?
They do it. Yeah, they... Or I guess they close it for me. Mm. She closed it for me.
That's when it's full.
Well, it's open when you got on there, but she did it.
Mm-hmm.
You could have closed it and saved her the trouble.
It's a Southwest Airlines flight, so you don't know what seat you're going to get until you start right. getting on the plane.
How do you feel about that? Assigned seats or...
Big what? Fan. Huh? Big fan, and I'll go on there, and sometimes I'll even pay a small amount to get a better seat.
You're good. You like the assigned seats?
Yeah, and I like to go on, and you know, I find that when you're first getting your ticket, you get a certain seat. It's usually not as good, and uh-huh. then 24 hours before the flight, when you get to check in, oftentimes more seats come open.
Huh. Because
so
people are like, oh, I don't want
what's
this
what's your
flight.
Ideal seat?
Near the front window.
Yeah, because you got to get okay. off. You want to get off the
yep,
plane.
Want to be the only trouble with that is you're getting on later, and you might have to gate check your bag.
Oh yeah,
that's the problem with that. But
gate check.
We always have to check bags these days, so it's not a deal for us. Why did you even ask about the pilot thing? Did you have an opinion about
pilot
making
bread?
You guys
pilot?
Are talking about
pilot bread.
Pilot bread with candy on it or whatever.
What did your other friends say about thanking the pilot? Did they do it?
Yeah, they do it. Like, I was just like, that's weird. Like,
I mean,
who
I
thanks
think
their pilot?
Everyone
I thank the flight crew.
Because I think that
you
a
get
pilot
on the mic and do
becomes
that?
A
like,
pilot.
Thank you for your service? Or like,
no, just thanks.
Thank you for your service, sir.
It's kind of their job. Like, no, like it, I guess it's not a thankless job.
Mm-hmm. being a pilot well, is well, definitely not
well,
a thankless
Eddie.
Job.
Do you think you're a bus driver when you get off the bus?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Well, that just tells you what kind of person
yeah.
you are.
I just,
what?
I try
you don't
not
thank
to,
your bus driver?
I always thank the bus driver.
I just try not to talk to people.
Okay.
I probably didn't thank the bus driver when I was in elementary school. I'm going to be honest.
I didn't probably like him. Eddie, what about this? What about, okay, this summer I flew.
Did you just say lick my sack? Is yeah. that what you said to the bus driver? That's what you said
no.
to the bus driver.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. You used that same voice, and the bus driver was like, bus drivers get harassed for sure.
Yep.
Because of Bart Simpson, right?
That's why I
Otto's
did it.
Otto's cool, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Bart
Otto
pretty
cool.
mean to him still?
No. They were buds.
Hey, little man.
Whoa. Yeah, he like little gave dude. Him he like gave him weed and stuff.
He didn't give him weed.
Yeah.
I remember one episode though.
It was implied though. It was implied. Yeah.
Well, Bart was much too young for
no,
weed.
No, but it was implied that Otto was
he would
you know,
do it if he yeah, was asked.
If they, if anyone on that show ever aged, then maybe.
I would hate to be around Milhouse when he's high. That'd be awful. I bet he just wouldn't shut up about Lisa.
I'm not a big Simpsons fan, so
okay.
I'm taking your word for it on that. Yeah, I don't think you were going to give me a scenario in which I would thank
all right.
the pilot.
I think I would hope you would. You know, I got to the chance this summer to get ride in a helicopter a lot, and I would always thank the pilot after that. You know, but that's a little more personal, maybe.
It's kind of intimate, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting next to him.
And the experience is the flight, right? Mm-hmm. Or were you actually going somewhere?
No, we were going places. Oh, okay. So it was, you know, you get dropped off and then later on you get picked up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You got to thank that person.
Yeah.
I mean, they get paid.
Yeah. I'm thinking, though, that...
But you want to have a good working relationship.
So if someone's working, you don't need to thank them.
I mean, thanking
you don't want
them...
You don't want that pilot seeing you coming on the plane next time and be like, this thankless asshole.
No. You guys, I don't know why you would thank a pilot... When you, like, tip a cab driver because you're like, hey, thank you, and then you give them money. Like, you tip your waiters. I do that.
Don't say thank you unless there's going to be money involved.
Maybe we should just be tipping pilots because I would be much more comfortable with that.
Honestly, hand them a roll of nickels?
If you charter a plane or a helicopter, you do tip the pilot.
See, I would totally be into that.
Yeah.
We should charter a plane the next time we go
somewhere. No, I just...
Well, it depends on if it's a big thing. I guess what I should say is if it's like a bush plane and you're, I don't know.
I like to give him a bottle of champagne before we get on the flight.
Okay, so one of the stories my friend told was Why are we even talking about this? We don't have to talk about this anymore. I'm just like telling you what happened in my life.
Talking about candy and history.
What's your favorite era in history, Eddie?
Yeah, that's a good question. I used to really like the World War II idea when I was like young and didn't realize that war was so terrible and awful. But it was like this really cool time where it was like good guys versus bad guys and everything was really clear and like the whole world kind of came against this force with like a huge bomb. And I thought that was a really cool era. And now that I say it out loud, I'm like, man, that must have, I mean, that
you're
must
a
have
kid. What do you know?
Yeah.
Kind of been a bummer
kids
to
don't
live
know
through,
anything.
Though. Like, especially after going to Europe and seeing all the destruction that World War II caused and like some of the buildings they didn't even fix. They're just like, well, it's broken now. And then they left it as like a reminder. Yeah. So there's like a lot of real tragedy that it caused, and I don't know why I was so fascinated with it, but I think every little boy goes through that. Maybe I don't know. I can only speak for the three of us.
You like the Prohibition?
I liked that documentary, but I think Prohibition was kind of a dumb idea. So I don't know.
Can we go prehistory?
Yeah,
because we recently went to the Fern Bank Museum for the first time, the Atlanta's natural history. And I love, who doesn't love dinosaurs and just the idea that they
know,
really
right?
existed?
Yeah,
very
dino,
cool.
Dino bones are cool too.
Oh, well, because have you been to the Fern Bank, Vic?
I went to I hear there's like kind of two parts of it.
Okay.
Sort of, there's like the one that's more kid friendly.
I thought it was all in one building.
Maybe, I don't know. I went to the Fern Bank a couple of years ago, last time I was in Georgia, and I felt like it was missing something, and maybe I just didn't know about this other part.
Oh, you know? I don't think you missed anything. It is kind of a weird museum. It's very kid-oriented, but when you walk in, there is just one of the largest specimens of dinosaurs ever found.
Yeah.
And it's pretty breathtaking.
Yeah,
it's like, this
out.
Is like, you know, like, this is the just the bulk, the main body, negating like the really long neck and the really long tail, is like bigger than a school bus. It's just gigantic. And anyway, this specimen was found, I think, in I want to say like Buenos Aires or Brazil or, you know.
Yeah, a lot of it was from South America.
Mm-hmm.
But all the bones that you see, at least at this museum, are styrofoam.
Oh,
yeah. So they cast the bone. And then...
And then they like shave the styrofoam into the shape, and then they look at the bone, and an artist tries to replicate the surface of the bone.
I think it's pretty. It's a pretty good way to make a.
It's cool.
I think you talk to somebody and they said all the bone, like most bones that are on display are that, because if you display bones, the UV will kind of destroy them after a while. So, like, all the real fossils are, like, hidden away.
Yeah.
Safe in the morgue.
Well, yeah, I think they're, like, temperature controlled.
The big takeaway for me was the Stegosaurus, and he's got those plates on his back. And they had a lot of Stegosaurus, like, structures or, like, bone structures. Fossils? I don't know.
Skeleton, yeah.
And none of the plates connected to the actual bone, and they... Like, nobody's ever found out where those plates connect. So those, like, plates that come out of the back of the Stegosaurus, as we know it,
mm-hmm.
is just, like, somebody's idea. And, like, not everyone agrees on it. Like, a lot of people think they were laying flat and used as kind of armor. Also, they could have been, like, cooling vents or something, like, to control the temperature of the body.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely... don't know where those plates connected, but they found them in the same
mm-hmm.
like pool of bones. I don't
so now they just go down the back
weird. Yeah, and they're like, well, we got these plates,
this would look cool.
yeah
we're just gonna like, I mean, and you know, you find it and like the dinosaur dies on its side, mm-hmm. so those plates are like probably up like that, but weird shit, right?
So also at the museum they have a lot of paintings, and Eddie and I were commenting on how great the paintings are. It's an artist rendition of what this time looked like.
Yeah.
And they just pack as much biodiversity into, you know.
Yeah, like a mural of like all the things we thought
that
could exist.
That would never be in the same place at the same time.
And just like so densely packed. And
like if a photographer took that picture, they would just like be the best photographer
in the Cenozoic era.
And then I was like, but like for me, I'm like, oh shit, I like did doodles of this when I was a kid. Like when I'd have like art time in elementary school, I'd be like drawing like tons of dinosaurs on one page, and I'm like, that is like the child's dream job, to be like the dinosaur mural illustrator for the museum.
Yeah, okay, so like, I wish that I could have lived in the era when they first invented murals like that and been like the pioneer of that kind of mural.
When would that have been?
1975. I don't know. Like, when would that have been?
Well, okay, so I actually read it was a historical fiction about this woman, and I don't remember her name, but she was in like the... late 1800s, I think, in England. And she was this really poor girl, and she found all of these dinosaur bones, or, you know, ancient water creature bones that had never been identified before. And so I imagine right around when that was happening, people were starting to paint scenes of like, oh, what used to, they didn't even, you know, at that time, they didn't even know that there was anything that didn't still exist that had existed, which is a crazy idea. That would be a cool time to live, like during the discovery of dinosaurs by humans.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably when people started painting the scenes too. So it's all happening at once.
Right. Yeah. The Indiana Jones times. I recently read an article where they found a preserved dinosaur tail in amber, you know, kind of like the Jurassic Park,
mm-hmm.
But it had feathers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's coming out. They mostly had a certain era. I'm sure they mostly were feathered. Yeah.
So there's going to be a time where we look back at Jurassic Park and be like,
sorry, they're
anachronistic.
Big birds.
Like,
not enough feathers.
Two little feathers. Or
when
Denver, the last dinosaur.
Jake Gyllenhaal tells him he's like a giant turkey.
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal's in that movie. In the beginning. He's the kid in the opening scene that's like insulting the doctor.
Oh, the fat kid?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Jake Gyllenhaal was bad?
That's Jake Gyllenhaal, the fat kid.
Whoa. And then
Hope he's not listening right now.
He grabs the raptor claw and runs it across his chest. And he goes, and all your entrails will fall out. Well, I guess he wasn't British, though.
He is British, though.
He is British, but he was playing an American. Mm-hmm. Sam Neill.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill. What's your favorite era of history? Or might as well do candy. I don't know. like we covered most of history.
I can't remember what it's called, but when the fish started walking around on land.
Okay, Paleozoic. No, yeah. Fuck that. I want to say
the Devonian is the age of fishes, but I think this might be after the Devonian when they start walking around on land.
Yeah, isn't there? I think it's the manatee. I grew up in Florida, and the manatee is like
the manatee is the coolest thing.
They're like they came out, they evolved,
and they went back in.
Yeah, they evolved out of the water.
I mean, that's a cool time.
And they're
period,
like, God,
when the manatees went back in the water, I love that.
I love their, like...
If I could be there at that moment in history when they're like, well, let's just go back. And
you know, that is peak lethargy, though.
Yeah,
that is
just like, I feel
oh
so
my
fat.
God,
let's just go back in the water.
I got to walk around every day? Like, no, I just want to fucking float and collect barnacles. That was the shittiest time for us. Like, if we had a manatee on the podcast today, they'd be like, no fucking way. I hated it. But yeah, so like, wait, did most bipeds and quadrupeds come from the ocean?
Tetrapods. All of them did.
T-pods?
Oh, T-pods, yeah.
All of them did.
So
we all came from the ocean.
We are ocean creatures.
Yeah.
Waterborne.
We're basically highly adapted fish.
Yeah, because I know in the womb...
I watched a documentary about this. The ear bones. Mm. Fish bones.
Otoliths.
Yeah.
You can expound upon that if you'd like.
I think the fish has
you don't already know.
Fish has a very similar ear bone structure to humans.
That's interesting. I think in the womb, don't fetuses have...
gills?
They have gills, right? They can survive in the fluid.
Yeah.
The
amniotic
fluid.
What's going on with that plug over there?
He just wants to turn it down a little bit.
Oh.
I was trying to be sneaky. I like the old West.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, nice.
Not my favorite, but, I mean, it's all right.
Well, so is it was the Old West, the idea of the Old West?
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
brothels, mining, shootouts.
What movie best encapsulates?
Leaving your family in New York to head west.
Okay.
Never to be seen again.
So Grapes of Wrath West?
Is that what you did?
What? Not quite. I headed south.
You headed south and then west?
Who are you talking about?
Right? I'm talking about...
When Donovan bled his family in New York to go west.
Oh.
1817 to 1864.
So did
you're
you
talking
just...
about the Oregon Trail, the pioneers.
No, I'm talking about after it had already been... They came to the west. They opened up Tombstone.
When the west was fun.
They were minoring.
Is what he's talking about.
Wild, wild west. Wild, west.
Wild, wild west.
Both
okay, so how do you bleed your family dry by going west? Do you actually steal
from them? No, I didn't say bleed them dry. I said leave them, but
You
leave in the middle of the night. You pack your bags and you jump on a steam train.
Mm. That's nice because
that's pretty cool.
It's already the Transcontinental Railroad's done.
Mm-hmm.
You can just take a trip.
Yeah, you can have shootouts.
So the trains get robbed though, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Are there still natives?
We're working on that.
Interesting.
Where are you going?
Probably
Paradise, California.
I've been there actually. My sister used to live there. She moved 5 months ago.
Oh, lucky
her. I saw her house. It's just a pile of ash now.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They went back and took a picture of it.
Someone else took a picture.
Oh my
gosh.
That is ridiculous. So the first, does it continue to burn after all the pine trees go down, or does it just burn?
I think it just keeps moving,
The front wave is what is the destructive part. And so not everything burns down.
Not everything's gone, but thousands of structures. The town's pretty fucked.
Yeah. No, I imagine so, but I have to reserve some hope.
Cars were exploding and stuff. Like, that's where I saw mostly from pictures.
Explosives.
Yeah, exactly. And there was just cars that were all burnt out, like, all over streets and everything.
Wow. So you wouldn't go there today, but you might go there then.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to San Francisco in the Old West. Maybe if I was going to try and score some heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, probably Arizona.
Which, that's the video games of that era, right?
Yeah.
You go to San Francisco?
No, heroin.
No, there's a little game.
Do you do heroin in the video game?
Where you got to put the ball bearing in the guy's eyes.
No, heroin is the video games of that time.
Wait, what? Do
that's not a metaphor?
That's the Old West game I like to play. It's just
Yeah.
You put the ball bearings in the guy's eyes.
Well, I really understood it because of your hand action, which is like you're holding a little round disc, and then you move the ball bearings around in there.
Okay,
you got to put it in his eyes.
It was a good game. Do you guys have you ever played that game that's like two rods and then there's a silver ball on it and then you move the rods apart and then pull them together to try to get the ball to go up the rods?
Oh, yeah, but you don't want to do it too quick or you'll...
Shoot the Moon, I think it's called. I love that game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You would have fit
they could have done that in the Old West.
Right into this time frame.
Right in the Old West.
Eating whorehounds and playing Shoot the Moon. Oh,
what's your favorite part of the Old West? Like shooting people and asking questions afterwards?
He said brothels first.
Brothels. Rampant gonorrhea.
So the meme lord was accurate about your laptop, right?
He must have just masturbated.
Because, yeah, like, I mean, brothels probably were pretty cool.
I said it wasn't my favorite. It was just one era we hadn't really talked about.
Yeah, it's a good one.
We covered most of the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for me to... I don't really romanticize about eras. And I've known lots of people... Maybe I did in my 20s. I've known lots of people to be like, I wasn't meant to be born in this era. Like, I was supposed to be... In the 60s or some shit like
that.
You hear
that one a lot.
Yeah, that's a
big
one. Way
too much.
Drug addicts.
And I think that, like, maybe I thought that at one point, but I'm like, oh, that's a little too much of that. That's a little too many people ordering sweet and sour pork for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, not going to go there.
You're going sesame chicken.
Right.
Hey,
I'm
going
to deal with the repercussions of the Old West.
Reefer's as strong as it's ever been, man. Reefer ain't getting any stronger.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be alive for it, man.
I don't like what's going on.
Go back to the 70s and grab a few Quaaludes from Mick Jagger since he can't find those things anymore.
Yeah, realistically, I
no
just
Quaaludes
can't...
anymore?
No, they're gone.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe
somebody's
grandma has them in the freezer.
Somebody's got some. They exist.
If you
so
got
they
Quaaludes,
just stopped,
give us a call.
I mean,
7-6-5-2-1-3-7-1.
That'd be sick. Please call us.
Did they have some ingredient that is no longer
yeah, there
edible?
Are people just getting messed up. Like, Quaaludes were the Mad Dog 2020 or the Four Loko of the 70s.
Okay, but they're a prescription drug.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys remember
so
lean?
Controlled
you remember lean, though?
Yeah, now you can't get promethazine. Mm-hmm. Promethazine's been
cough
taken
syrup?
Off the market. Yeah.
And I think it's
is that because
better.
Of lean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was talking about
drank.
Lean.
Oh, I thought you said ween.
No, lean.
Not
I was like,
ween.
They probably are into it too.
I follow Lil Wayne on Twitter.
Jeff Tweeny.
I feel like Lil Wayne was a big proponent of lean
yeah.
at one
yeah, he
point.
Has brain damage now. Yeah, from
he is so nice on Twitter. Like
he loves his mom,
he,
I
yeah,
hear.
He tweeted this thing about his mom's birthday, and it was like the sweetest thing I've ever read. He
damn, Lil
like,
Wayne.
He was like, the air you breathe is sacred, you know, like
damn.
Shit like that. And I'm like, damn, dude. And then he tweeted about like watching the Red Sox win the World Series and how great that was. But it's even greater that I have my kid here with me and we can have this like parent child bonding experience. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, you were talking about lean like
yeah,
3 months
wanted,
ago.
Yeah, he wanted you to lick it like a lollipop. Now look at him.
That's 50 Cent.
No, that's Lil Wayne.
And also a Milli.
A Milli.
What was the 50 Cent one?
That's Sweat on His Balls, maybe?
No.
Aren't you thinking of Ludacris?
Yeah, that sounds more like Lil Jon and Ludacris. Or
you're talking about let me lick you like a lollipop.
Yeah, that's
that
Lil one. Wayne.
Okay, yeah, that is Lil Wayne. Sorry.
Anyway,
there's yeah. There's
he's also so a 50 sweet. Cent song she about wants licking to lick the rapper.
There's a lot of
that's a good.
There's a lot of rap songs about lollipops. Now that I think about it,
damn.
Let's go there. No, let's not. We need to talk about some more history.
No, I think we covered all
the
history.
I think we covered it, yeah.
I think we covered all the candy, all the history. Shit. The Prohibition sucked.
People had fun, though. It wasn't that hard to get around, it didn't seem like.
No. Flappers.
Yeah.
And if you like shoot-ups, you know, shootouts, they got the cars were always shooting at each other. And stuff.
And shooting up.
Yeah, it was like a resurgence of the Wild West.
Mm-hmm. So they used to have to smoke opium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, heroin wasn't invented until like the 20th century, I don't think.
No, I think the Chinese have been doing the old
poppy seed. Well, the opium, but not the actual
heroin. It hasn't been refined.
Yeah.
It's like weed, you know? Heroin's getting stronger, weed's getting stronger. Why go back?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to know your dosage, though. Don't overdose.
Yeah.
And if you do dose, the only person you can dose
watch
is
yourself. That fentanyl, okay? Kill Prince. Kill other people.
MJ.
MJ, yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want to ever listen live, go to athenspublic.com/thinktank. We have the live stream available there. You can get the Athens Public app on your iPhone.
On your iPhone.
I don't know what to say. Like, what do people say? Like, iPhone,
on your
iPad.
Device.
Get it on your iPhone or iPad. You can go to the Android thing.
Play Store.
Get the Athens Public app on that. It's the same thing, and it's just as good. I promise. And you will also be able to listen to the live stream. You can look at photos from Athens. You can watch all the stupid videos we made a long time ago. We appreciate you listening. Give us a call. Leave us messages at 706-521-3716. Email us athenspublic@gmail.com and tweet at us @athenspublic.
Thank you, Eddie.
Does anybody else want to talk?
Thanks, Eddie.
Bye.
Thanks, Eddie.
Everyone.
Thank you, Eddie, for flying this ship.
You are a great piece of pilot bread. You know that?
I'll see how much you tip me. I'll get back to you. Thanks for listening.